It is the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station, and you've been living with it, family. You've been living with it all week long. It is the Get It Done Spotlight Song of the Week, and you know, every Friday we talk to the artist to kind of give you a behind-the-scenes look at how it all went down. And this girl right here, this is a bad girl. Alexis Spite is on the line. What's up, baby?
What's up?
See, this is the kind of friends I have, family. This is the kind of friends I have.
Let's go.
No sense at all. What's happening, baby girl? How you feeling?
Man, I feel amazing. How are you?
I am amazing as well. First of all, before we get into the record, I gotta say that many people, they know you, and one of the reasons they know you is because you are one of the most stylish females on the scene today. One day you got red hair, one day you got blonde, one day you got black. You always changing it up. What do you say to the women that are out there that's like, you know what, I need a new look?
Man, just keep it innovative. You know, try to keep up with these trends and stuff that we see people doing. And don't be afraid to be yourself. Stand out, try something different, try something creative. As women, we have that ability just to try and play with anything. So just go for it. Be bold and try it.
And that does not in no way affect your relationship with who God is.
Absolutely not. No. Love God as uniquely as you are. It even says in 1 Samuel, don't look at his outer appearance, but judge the content of his stature. For I refuse him, for man looking at the outer appearance, but God sees your heart. So that's all he's concerned about. And I'm living proof that it'll even draw people in as a reminder that they can be who they are and God will love them just as they are. So you may be even making a statement subconsciously just by being yourself. So be who you are. Do you.
Fantastic. And the new single that we've been playing all week is called All the Glory, and people have been gravitating to it. How do you feel about the new one? You got a new one out, baby.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's been a good minute. So, you know, I put out like 3 singles on my last record, Living Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I was anxiously awaiting to put something out from this new project that I'm working on called Dear Diary. And I thought, what better way than to kick it off with giving God all the glory? A lot of times we tend to take credit for everything that God does. We blame our hard work and our grind and all that. And that's good, too, because, you know, faith without works is dead. So we got to put some effort and some grind. However, we always want to make sure we cite Jesus and give Jesus his credit. Otherwise, it's plagiarism. So I give God all the glory for every stellar nomination, for the last record, for the number one album, for the whole nine. And I'm just excited, and I can't wait to see him take this record even further. So, all the glory.
You just said something that was gold, and you just kept talking, but I want to go back to it because that thing hit me for real. When you said, give God all the credit, because if you don't, it's plagiarism.
Absolutely. I learned in English. I was an English major, and they always taught us about citation.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you do these essays and things like that, you find a good quote. If you don't, you know, cite that and put who the author is and who made that quote, it's plagiarism. And it's the same way in the spirit. If we don't accredit Jesus for the things that he does in our lives, it's plagiarism. Who are we to take the credit for what he's done for us? So we have to give God glory for everything that he does. It's not just our efforts alone, but, you know, it's God's favor over our lives. And so I'm grateful. And again, I was like, man, I have to give him all the glory on this record. So we decided to go with that one for the first single.
Well, listen, I tell you what, in the next couple of weeks, when your phone start blowing up because people are calling you, telling you, I heard Lonnie say it's plagiarism when he was preaching and he mentioned you. Just know.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to be all over that, baby.
I love it. I love it.
Listen, tell us how we kind of came into knowing who you are for the people who may not know.
Crazy is I battled insecurity for a long time. I've always been different, always been kind of an outcast. So I struggled with who I was, you know, and being comfortable in that. And so I was always hesitant when it came to exploring my gift and trying things and stuff like that. But I just decided to step out on faith, just believing that regardless of what the outcome was for any endeavor that I pursued, that he would work a miracle and that he would open doors. So I started doing things like American Idol, and I did X Factor. And I didn't make American Idol. I did make X Factor, but there was this little window. And I had a couple of people saying, what do you think about that show, Sunday Best? And I'm like, I don't know, because I knew the best singers came out of church. So I was hesitant, but I decided just to put my anxiety aside and just really pursue the dream that God had given me. And so I auditioned, and I didn't win the crown. I came just shy of it. But I was the first runner-up for season 5 of BET Sunday Best.
That's right.
And I got the contract with Music World. And as you know, I was with Music World for a little bit. And I put out my first record, LOL, Living Out Loud.
Yeah.
It was number one in the country. And God blessed it to be nominated twice for Stellar Awards last year. So that was really exciting. And then more recently, I am signed with Uncle G Records.
Yes, sir.
Which I'm really excited about. And I'll be releasing my brand new and my first record on this label called Dear Diary this fall. So I'm really excited just about everything that God is doing in my life. I'm living proof that, you know, even though we may have a particular plan in mind, he always has the best plan. So I'm so grateful that he just exceeded my plan and just bossed me and took over and just made these crazy ways for me. So I'm excited.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, All the Glory is the single. It is from the CD, Dear Diary. You need to be looking for that this fall. Miss Alexis Spite is giving it to you for real. How do we get in touch with you via social media? You got to give us all of that.
Absolutely. Well, fortunately, I have a brand new app. It's called the Alexis Spite app, and it's absolutely free to download in your app store. Go to iTunes or go to your iPad, go to your Android, go to your tablet, whatever you have, and type in Alexis Spite. Download it. Again, it's absolutely free. And God is expanding it. We're in over 60 countries, so they got it in Taiwan and Africa.
Excellent.
All over. And I want you all to have it and stay connected. There's some videos on there. You can hear All the Glory on there on YouTube, and it's on Gospel Guru's page. It's a great way to book me if you want me at your church, your conference, your event, whatever you're having.
Nice
Feel
work.
Free to get all that on there. It's a bundle of fun. I want y'all to get it. I'll actually be at Jazz Fest this year, and I am one of the headliners along with John Legend and Elton John, and as one of the only gospel acts for this year. So,
fantastic.
If you're in the New Orleans area, come out.
Fantastic. You go head on with your bad self, girl. I ought to get my belt, you so fast.
I'm trying.
That's good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this fall, look for the whole CD, Dear Diary. The single that we have been playing this week is called All the Glory. So make sure you show her a lot of love. Alexis Spite, live on The Lonnie Hunter Show. Love you, baby girl.
Love you, too.